And restarting also at 11:48. Dr. King.
Okay, so we are at agenda item number 9, B, JW, to review consideration and possible action regarding opening a complaint and possible action. So JW, Mindy, do you want to give us a summary, please?
Yes, let me first check and see if, is JW on the call? I don't believe I heard from her that she was going to attend one way or the other. The board received notice from JW that she was arrested for extreme DUI on May 6th of this year. She reported her arrest to the board on 5/10/22. She pled not guilty with a court date of 6/15/22. However, that case was continued until July 20th. According to her statement, she was not working at the time of her arrest. Of significant note, JW was arrested 2/15/20 for extreme DUI. She entered into a plea agreement 12/30/20. She did not report her arrest charge to the board within the 10-day time frame at that time. So the board reviewed the matter and issued her an advisory letter on January 11th of 2021. Given the history of extreme DUI within a short time frame, the board may wish to consider opening a complaint and issuing an interim order ordering JW to undergo a substance abuse evaluation by a qualified medical provider. You have other options available to you as well. This case is for your review.
Board members, do you have thoughts about action on this?
I think opening up a complaint and issuing an interim board order, just let's find out if she's got some type of habitual problem, you know, that we need to know about before she starts practicing and.
Right.
I think it'd just be more appropriate. Let's find out if there is something.
So, Mark, is that a motion to open a complaint?
Yes. Okay. I move that we open a complaint and issue an interim board order in order to get testing, right?
Mr. Pierce, can we do both at the same time, or do we need to open a complaint and then issue?
That's a good point, Dr. King. If we could just take it in two motions, Dr. Cornwell, the first to open up a complaint and then the follow-up motion to issue the interim order.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So just, I move that we open up a complaint.
Second.
Any discussion? Okay, Judy?
It's been moved and seconded to open a complaint against JW. Dr. King?
Yes.
Dr. Basile?
Yes.
Dr. Mr. Leone?
You're flattering me, Judy. Yes.
Dr. Cornwell?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Okay, then I'll make a motion to approve to offer an interim order to undergo substance abuse evaluation by a medical provider within 60 days.
And that provider would be approved by the board, I mean, by staff, right?
Yes, sir, I believe.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yeah. Do we need to put a time? Did you put a timeline on it? Do we need to put one?
I did, 60 days.
All right, fine. I'm good with 60.
Okay.
I know she has her court case on July 20th. If that is something that's ordered by the court, will that satisfy for the board as well?
My first reaction is that would be okay as long as the board feels like that provider is somebody that we would approve.
So she would just need to submit the info for wherever.
Yeah. I'm not sure that the court would tell her who to go to, but maybe they would.
If it's continued again for whatever reason, if that court case goes on, is there concern about the length of time it might take to get that evaluation?
Well, it sounds like we're putting our own guideline in place so that it would be irrelevant at that point.
Yeah, I would ask the board, Dr. King, members of the board, just to, you know, consider this kind of an independent order, and to the extent that complying with this order also complies with any requirements that the court may impose, that would be great. But they should stand alone on their own, Because under this order, she would have 10 days to submit the name of an appropriate addictionologist for the board's approval. And that's going to be prior to, and as Dr. Cornwell pointed out, the qualifications of the evaluator may well be different in the court system than what you're requiring.
Thank you, Mr. Harris. I don't want our board order to be contingent on what the court does or doesn't do. It needs to stand separate.
Okay.
Did we have a second? Yes, we did. Somebody seconded.
I'll second.
Okay. Judy?
It's been moved and seconded to issue an interim order to undergo a substance abuse evaluation by a qualified medical provider within 60 days. The qualified medical provider to be approved by the board. Dr. King?
Yes.
Dr. Bastillo?
Yes.
Mr. Leone?
Yes.
Dr. Cornwell?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Thank you. And the next item on the agenda is agenda item number 9, CJB, to decide whether to open a complaint or take action. 9CJB. Is JB on the call?
JB indicated that he would not be in attendance.
Thank you. Mindy?
JB was arrested in January 23rd of 2022 for super extreme DUI with a blood alcohol level of 0.20 at the time of his arrest. He reported his arrest to the board on 1/31, so he notified the board within the regulatory time frame. He states that he was not working at the time of the accident slash arrest. We received notice from him that he was found guilty of DUI on 6/3/22 and received his court orders, which he has satisfied. And were attached in your materials. But given JB's blood alcohol level, the board may consider opening a complaint, issue an interim order for substance abuse evaluation, consider other actions, or take no actions. This matters for your review.
Mindy, did you say that the results of the substance abuse evaluation were also in the materials?
No, he hasn't had one.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
The court ordered. What was attached was what the court required him to do.
That's what I saw on there.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think this it would be appropriate to treat this like the other one, and so I move that we open up a complaint.
Second. Bustillo seconded. Yeah, I'd like to know more and hear from him. Judy, you want to call the question?
It's been moved and seconded to open a complaint against JB. Dr. King?
Yes.
Dr. Bastillo?
Yes.
Mr. Leone?
Yes.
Dr. Cornwell?
Yes.
Motion passes.
I think that we've got some options at our disposal, so I want to just review those with you before we go to our next potential motion. Opening a complaint and ordering a substance abuse evaluation, similar to what we did with JW, or open a complaint for a full investigation and factual information. What are your thoughts?
I don't see anything that would move me over to do anything other than to get an addiction evaluation at this point. I mean, depending on what that says, yeah.
Mindy, when you're interacting with Mr. JB, what were your interactions like with him? Was he forthcoming? Was he available? Did he respond to your requests?
Yes, he responded, although I will say that when asked to provide the opportunity about providing more detail around the nature of the complaint or the nature of the arrest and, you know, what he's done in the meantime, there wasn't much information provided, if any.
Okay.
I don't know what a support system is. It was noted on his traffic citation that this was a first offense.
Okay.
But you really don't get a sense for what was the nature of the that led up to the super extreme DUI.
I mean, that's a really high blood alcohol level.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know that I've seen one that high.
Yeah.
And Dr. King, members of the board, at the appropriate time, I would just like to share with you some thoughts.
Please.
You know, one of the things that kind of initially distinguished this case from the previous case was the fact of the kind of the repeat conduct and in such a short period of time. And I don't know if in the past, when you've gotten DUI reports such as this, as you've ordered them to undergo evaluations. And if you're going to do that in this case, which I would just ask that we put on the record that maybe one of the reasons for doing it in this case is because of the BAC level. If that is in fact one of the reasons why you think it's appropriate in this instance to order him to undergo a substance abuse evaluation.
I recall prior situations similar to this, and Josh Greer's comments ring in my head, that we have opened an investigation, an initial review in the past to hear from them and to get a little more information around it. Mm-hmm. If I remember correctly, those were generally first offenses as well, to try and get ahead of if there's something going on, what supports do they need and what can we provide as a board. So I can't tell you the times or dates. It just sounds, yeah, I remember the conversations.
And I appreciate that. And my comments were not really directed at opening the complaint, but if you
right.
But ordering the evaluation, if that is the direction that you were going to go in this mm-hmm. manner.
Yeah.
I just think that it helps if we can articulate, why in this case, because we might not do it in other cases. You mm-hmm. might just open up the complaint and then invite the licensee or certificate holder in to address you and let Mindy investigate it and bring it before you without the benefit of an evaluation.
Okay. Thank you. So it sounds like the substance abuse evaluation board order might be the best way to go as a start. Is that what you were thinking, Mark?
Yes, and it is related to the BAC. And the idea that this is his first offense, but that just means the first time he's been caught.
Yes.
Really. And so to me, I'm not an alcohol specialist, but it seems to me that somebody who gets a BAC that high, that's not the first time they've been drinking heavily.
Right.
So I would like to get an evaluation. Let's find out if we've got a bigger problem, and if not, fine.
Wonderful. Makes sense.
Okay. So that's a motion, I'm assuming, to open a board order for substance abuse evaluation by an evaluator approved by the board.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a second?
Second. I would agree with Mark's reasoning on asking for this.
Yep.
Yeah,
who did the first, Dr. Cornwall or Dr. King?
Dr. Cornwall made the motion. I just summarized it.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. And then Dr. Cornwall, would you want to put a time frame on that?
I guess we could go with 60 days, although let's go with 60 days just because there's nothing else that we know about that would say that we need to be in a bigger hurry. But there's always that risk that, if we, 60 days is a long time, but he's going to go the straight and narrow because he's still got his court case and everything. So let's go 60 days.
As a second, Karen, are you okay with that?
Yes.
Thank you. Okay.
It's been moved and seconded in the case of JB to, with respect to the reported blood alcohol content, and to issue an interim order to undergo substance abuse evaluation by a qualified medical provider approved by the board within 60 days. Dr. King?
Yes.
Dr. Basile?
Yes.
Mr. Leone?
Yes.
Dr. Cornwell?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Thank you. Okay, so we are now at board business reports, discussion topics for presentation at the Leadership Issues Forum. So we have the Leadership Issues Forum, or the LIFE meeting, in other words, July 23rd and 24th in Alexandria. Are there any particular topics that you as board members want to discuss or be brought forth to the FSBPT during that meeting? Judy's going. I am going. Who else is going? Giovanni, are you going?
Josh.
Josh Greer is going.
Yeah, Giovanni's going to annual meeting.
Okay. Any particular topics that any of you would like to be brought forth from our state?
Other than the PT compact issues that we have.
Yeah. That was my main one too.
Yeah.
I think also, and I, you know, when we get to future agenda items, I'd like to put it there too, but I would like to open the discussion around defining routine tasks and delegating to a tech. It looks like the different states have lots of different definitions, and some are very specific and ours is not. And I don't know that that's couldn't potentially be better, but maybe open some discussion around that at the LIFE meeting.
That might be appropriate. Mm-hmm. No, it's probably been 12, 15 years, but we tried, when the Practice Act was open, we tried to strengthen that. And we actually did a survey of practicing therapists, and boy, the variation of what they considered was routine was unbelievable.
Sure.
And we just couldn't get a consensus of all the stakeholders that we brought in to do anything. And so it just kind of stayed where it was, but it is extremely vague.
It is. Well, and again, we'll get talk about this at future agenda items, but having looked at other states that aren't quite as vague as ours, there is a possibility that we could potentially bring some clarity to it. Certainly working with the professional association to help define it, but I think it's worth a discussion.
I agree. The discussion would be good. Mm-hmm. We may not be able to do anything other than maybe publish a white letter or something like that.
Okay. Are there any other topics for the LIFE meeting?
I think one thing that might be good to bring up, and I know the APTA Arizona Practice Committee is working on it right now, but just the idea of wellness and kind of creating a little bit more clarity on, you know, what is considered wellness, what's not considered wellness, what needs to be in place for it to be wellness. I just know there's not a lot in our statute in regard to that, and there's lots of questions that typically come up about it.
Okay, noted. Thank you. Okay. Board business agenda item B, executive director's report. Judy, you're on.
Okay. So the issue that we're bringing forth in agenda item 10B is just to inform the board of something that happened a little bit outside of the norm, and to offer the opportunity to bring it back to the board should the board determination differ from the administration that we thought. So we had a PTA applicant who responded yes on the application background question, which says, have you been convicted of, pled guilty, or no contest to, or entered into a diversion in lieu of prosecution for any criminal offense in a jurisdiction in the United States or a foreign country? And this particular applicant answered yes to this question based on receiving traffic citations, speeding tickets. Based on the date and the time frame of this, under normal circumstances, anybody who answers yes to a background question on the application comes before the board. Based on this circumstance, it was determined by the administration that this truly wasn't actually a crime and that she had been pled guilty to or convicted of. It was traffic tickets. So the decision was made to allow her to test at the NPTE in the July dates, which deadlines were approaching, and had it waited for a board meeting, those would have passed and she would have been waiting for another 3 months. So the administratively, we decided to grant the eligibility for the testing with the idea that we would bring it to the board in case you had a differing of opinion and wanted it to come. We could bring it back to the board before actually issuing a certificate, assuming all other application criteria.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Hopefully that doesn't happen again.
Well, I can say, and I think Veronica can probably back me up on this, in the past, that's exactly how we have dealt with them. If it truly was a traffic ticket, unless we could not tell, then we would bring it before the board. We did that when Chuck was around, and we did that when Karen was around. Doesn't mean that things can, you know, aren't going to change, but just so you know, that's how we would do it before as well.
Okay. So it sounds like we have a fairly good process in place. Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you.
Yeah, I mean, at times it's absolutely a mistake. They click the button and the system doesn't let them unclick the button, and we mm-hmm. grab documentation about that. But this one was just a little on the side, so we wanted to bring it forth. So then moving ahead to the next item, just a couple of sort of house cleaning type items. The website is launched. Yay. We're very excited. We've gotten some feedback on it that has been positive thus far. We're able to direct people to the information that they need and hopefully a more user-friendly manner. And we're hearing that that's a success. Other than that, we have been in full renewal preparation. We have performed a lot of tasks. We've got it posted on the website. We've sent out a blast email. We intend to continue following that up with blast emails, highlighting different information, but we've developed a newsletter and that was included in your packet. We've included a flyer in any applications that are approved at this time as we move into renewals, because technically speaking, they will be required to renew before the deadline. We are preparing the 60 and 30 day notice that's going to go out by the system automatically, reminding of those deadlines. And, one of the other things that we've, been working on is some database issues, not issues per se, but database, cleanup, database monitoring, database, care. Just to ensure that we don't encounter some of the things that have happened in the past just by having some old data available that kind of routes the application into a circular pattern that we discovered in 2020 and we're hoping to head off at the pass this time around. So that's our plan. We're going to keep it rolling and hopefully everybody can renew swiftly and without issue.
Thank you.
I have a quick question. Monica, I had gotten your voicemail and then I left you a voicemail the other day about the PTA card email. I just wanted to make sure you got it and heard all the info I gave you.
I did. Thank you very much. I was just going to say thank you to the people that I've been bugging about trying to test. So I appreciate it. Yes, we do know that some of the emails are going into the spam or the junk or the clutter. And we have, I think Judy and I have discussed maybe when, because we're planning on sending out just reminders, hey, when you renew this year, you're not getting a paper card anymore or a wallet card. It's all going to be electronic. And we can certainly put a note in there. Please check, you know, the junk mail, the spam, the clutter. But I'm happy to hear that PTAs are getting their electronic wallet cards.
Yeah, and I noticed once I went in there and I was able to mark it as not junk, then I tested it again and it actually went into my real inbox.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So good. That's good news on the forefront for us. That's going to be a huge savings. Time, yeah. Postage, time.
Returned mail, resending.
Absolutely. That goes on for months afterwards. So we're very excited and crossing our fingers and saying, please don't fail us now.
Yeah. Well, thanks for being the guinea pig on that, Giovanni.
No problem.
The financials.
Yep. Any questions on them? Were we able to move forward with the one-time incentive?
We did.
Perfect. We did. Thank you. Okay, great.
Those will be realized by the end of this month.
Okay, great.
Yay.
Okay, so licensees, certificates reinstated. Business entity registrations, telehealth. Okay. So item number 11, future agenda items. I know it might be a moot point, but I really just would like to capture again here, taking a look at the verbiage and direction, providing guidance for defining routine tasks or some sort of verbiage around what a tech can and can't do or should and shouldn't do or what falls in the, you know, I heard in our prior case, you know, scope of practice. And there, I don't know that there is one. So like just defining those things for our constituents will help them and I think help us when these things come before us, right? So just pop it on there. I don't know what it will look like. Certainly we'll need to reach out and work with our professional organization. But it is helpful to see what other states and other mm-hmm. national organizations have. I hadn't seen it before, so that for me is very helpful.
Definitely.
Any other future agenda items?
As far as like when we're putting the future agenda item on, like what you just specified, Dr. King, is it just basically going to be us just kind of discussing and giving our own thoughts on it? Or is there something that we should like prepare if we're going to want to add something to the agenda? Like, how does that work?
Good question. I'm not really sure. Maybe part of this or Judy can help us with that.
Part of it is putting it on the agenda because these are public meetings that if the board is going to discuss something, then those individuals, entities, whatever, interested in that discussion have the opportunity to at least show up and you know they can contact us ahead of time if they wanted to speak. They can do a lot of things, but it's just getting those things on the agenda in a public meeting forum so there's notice given out to the public that allows them to interact if they want to.
Okay. As a topic that I'd like to add to a future agenda, and it doesn't have to be the next meeting. It, that way we don't have too many of these happening all at once on the same meeting, but I'd like to potentially discuss with you guys the idea of where we're at with PTA supervision and just kind of see what everybody's thoughts are on potentially adjusting how we are currently managing that. Not necessarily from the idea that like a PT shouldn't be having to supervise the PTA, but I'm thinking more in regards to supervision of techs within a clinic by PTAs versus where we're at right now, which is obviously PTAs can't supervise techs. So definitely something I think would be nice to, you know, discuss with everyone.
Okay. It'd be interesting to see what other states have to say about that as well.
Yes.
You know, maybe that's something we can ask at the LIFE meeting too. You know, did these come up, you know, what does your state statute say? How does supervision look in your state for a PTA supervising a tech or assistive personnel?
Yeah, we have a mixture of it in our company because we're in four different states. So it's that's kind of where the thought comes up. It's a little interesting to see like where some states are versus where we're at.
Mm. Okay. Should be an interesting discussion.
Definitely. Yeah, I mean, if there's anything you guys would like me to gather for that, let me know. You know, otherwise, if it's just pure discussion, then, you know, I'd just love to hear everybody's thoughts.
Well, if you have materials that need to go along with that, you can give them to us, and then at the time when it's put on the agenda. Typically, things get placed on the agenda when it is most appropriate to do it, not necessarily the very next one.
Yeah.
And we just keep a running tally of these topics that you'd like to have brought forward. If you have documentation, just, you know, get it to us, and then we'll, whenever that arrives, then we'll, or whenever it's placed on the agenda, we'll include it in board materials.
Definitely. I can do that.
Judy, could we use the delegation of tasks resource that Mindy put together for talk about? Okay.
I've already made a note of that.
Oh, thanks. Mm-hmm. Okay. Any other topics or anything else before we adjourn? You guys did a great job today. Okay, with that then, I move that we adjourn this meeting.
Second.
Unanimously second, so we still need to take a break.
It's been moved and seconded to adjourn, Dr. King?
Yes.
Dr. Bastillo?
Yes.
Mr. Leone?
Yes.
Dr. Cornwall?
Yes.
The meeting is adjourned at 12:21 p.m. I'm stopping the recording.
Have a good month.
Thanks, bye. You guys.